lot of people think that fish skin is fragile, but it's not. It's very strong material. The reason why I started working with it is because we live off the subsistence, and I thought, well, a long time ago they used fish skin for garments, so I started practicing and experimenting. And when I first started, all I did was cut the fish with a knife and just scrape the meat away from the skin. But now I found an easier technique where I just use a pair of scissors and then make a line down the center and then around the head, and then I peel the skin away from the flesh. When I first started, there was only a handful of us in Alaska that work with fish skin. So my style is with the fish tail and the fins, and I sew them all together with strips of fish skin. And I also have samples along my table here of different trout, sockeye, for people to feel and touch. So this is my whole idea of making things out of sockeye salmon or fish skin, is to teach other people so this art could be passed on. It took me a long time to figure out what worked, and a lot of these art is being lost because it wasn't passed on. And so that's why I'm trying to teach to make it pass on. Since a bunch of us have taught art, fish skin art, it's spreading all over Alaska. And it makes my heart happy that everybody's wanting to learn and continue this art.